Now broadcasting the webcomic beacon.
Not while I am drinking my tea.
Can you hear me any better, Fess?
Y'all sound the same.
Okay, let me try again. How about this?
That should be okay.
Okay, Mr. Salas, say something.
Greetings.
Can you hear him?
Yeah, I forgot who we're what we're talking about this week.
Turn your scary down a little bit, Mr. Salas. You're scary.
Who?
Okay.
Hi, scary. How are you?
This is my business partner, Fest. Today we are discussing merchandising, and we're pimping ourselves out.
Well, okay. Was that going to be the whole show?
It was supposed to be a third of the show, I thought.
Okay, well, we'll figure it out then.
We have to do Hexagon Death Squad too.
Yeah, Hexagon Death Squad. You sent us the Searchlight Fest. Hexagon
Death
Squad.
You told us to do it.
Yeah. The Searchlight. Yeah, that's in the last third though.
Oh yeah. So what's the middle?
I didn't say what order to explain to you what we're doing.
Anyway, this is episode 34 of the Webcomic Beacon. This is Fess of Fessworks.com, and with me is Tanya of Betapwn.com.
Hello.
And, of course, let's welcome back Aaron of TeebleComic.com.
Yay! And my voice is back.
Yeah, this sounds out.
Well, guys, welcome back to the show. I had a little bit of an issue with uploading last week's podcast to the website because the PodPress plugin, which we use for the podcast, isn't compatible yet with the WordPress edition that just came out. And of course, I upgraded right away without even checking. But someone found a fix, so I got last week's episode 33 up. And if you noticed, I did the cover because we're talking about Scooby-Doo a lot. Aaron, you're there. You're Fred, I guess.
Jinkies.
I haven't seen Jinkies. No, that's Velma. Velma is Jinkies.
Damn it! Why do I have a scarf on?
Because
it's an
that's
ascot.
What Fred has.
It's an ascot, not a scarf.
It's a neckerchief.
A neckerchief.
A neckerchief.
Well, I'm a combination Shaggy and Scooby, I guess.
I'm waiting for it to come up.
No, it's at webcomicbeacon.com.
Thank you for the. That's kind of you. Oh, that's nice. I also have a neckerchief. Here we go.
That's actually a scarf.
In the corner with us today is my business partner and author and what else do you do? Drummer for 11 Strand and all around sexy redhead,
well,
Christopher Salas.
You're making me blush.
Yay!
That's a scary voice.
Aren't you a black belt or something? He's also imposing physically.
Poses for people?
I poses for, yeah. For comic, you know, creators and...
oh, that's right. So Tanya's, yep,
that's
Tanya's
right.
Told me about she needs posers for her.
That's
for
right.
That's right. Posers.
All right, Tanya, why didn't you go ahead and just take away the episode since
just go
you know
it.
What it's about. Just go.
just do it.
Okay, so the whole point is that we are announcing the official launch of our company, which is A Better Way Merchandising Services. For those of you listening live on TalkShoe, the site won't be fully functional until the 24th, so don't go there and be disappointed. Boo. But the website address is abetterwaymerch.com. And we're basically doing custom printing services. We do T-shirts and flyers and clings and temporary tattoos and just about anything you can think of. We'll put it together in nice little con packs for you or street team packs.
Sweet.
We're amazingly nice people and we do good things.
And great customer service.
Yeah. Interesting. Apparently, it'll be interesting customer service.
Yeah.
I heard something about patches and beanie hats, maybe?
There's no freaking
beanie
hats.
You know, that would be pretty tight, though.
Oh, see, look what you did, Aaron.
Yes.
Now he wants
yes.
to.
That would be cool. You know, we'll have to think of something on how to do that.
I knew if I brought it up with someone else other than Tanya that was in charge of this, they would agree with me.
Motorized beanie hats.
Awesome.
motorized beanie hats.
That'd be
now.
Awesome.
What is wrong with you?
Think about it. Girls like beanie hats on a guy.
Yes.
That's true.
And then
true.
You don't
like,
have to do your hair.
A little boy.
Exactly.
I've never been walking down the street and went, oh my God, look at that stud in the beanie.
Well, yeah. It's snowing, it's cold, you know, it's like, you know, 40 degrees out, you know, and you have your leather on and you have a cool beanie from
a better way to
wear comic. Yeah.
Exactly, you know. Yeah, you're like that, and you're like, wow, this is pretty, you know. And, you know, she'll buy a comic, you'll have a date, you know, she might get some free coffee out of the deal. That's a great idea, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, because what's more attractive in, like, freezing rain? Walk around with a red, runny nose and icy tips on your hair, your now spiky hair, or ice crystals on a beanie, which looks cool, especially, like, black beanies with ice crystals. I just think it's awesomer than that.
Well, seriously, you know, because if you have just your hair out and you're wet, you look like a wet rat, you know?
But now you look like a wet, you know? Frozen rat with a beanie.
So you have, like, a beanie on, you're like, wow, he's cool. He's somebody. He's confident. You know, ahoy.
So this show, we're talking about beanies.
the idea of...
The idea of beanies. We're expanding the merchandising that we do.
It'll come in time, you know.
There are other aspects of our business that we should discuss. Oh, we also have sweetbabyribs.com.
With a great logo. You should check it out.
With a great logo from David Wolf, who does Paranoia High.
Awesome.
And the whole concept being that I've talked to a lot of creators who want to produce baby doll t-shirts, but they can't afford it because baby dolls are $7 to $9 just for the plain shirt, and then you have to pay for the silk screening on top. So the whole point is that you sign a little fair use contract, and we'll print up your designs on our baby dolls, sell them on our site, and send you money, which is good.
Yes.
People
it's a
like
win-win situation.
Exactly. And we also do American distribution on swagjunkies.com.
Yes, and you can actually get any kind of merchandise on the planet, correct?
Is that we'll sell it there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make it.
I mean, like, if someone's from, like yeah, like, if you want, like, a certain kind of beanie style from, like, say, Japan or Germany, they send it to us, and then we can sell it in the States or whatever.
That's right.
Correct?
That's good that you know what we're doing. That's awesome.
No, it's good because...
Our business meetings devolve into sexual harassment and booby talk in, like, 3 minutes. We have no idea what we're doing.
Yeah. Sexual harassment is a must in this company.
Yeah. We have a policy. It's mandatory. Right.
So what started you thinking about creating this store, this service?
It all started
interesting.
Hold on. I have a question. So you don't have a webcomic, do you? Right?
No,
so you don't know the pain that me and Tanya and everyone else have had to go through of trying to get a t-shirt printed.
He has a band.
So he's tried to get band shirts printed?
Yes. But he's our silk screener.
Yeah,
so it's really easy for him to get shirts printed. But flyers and stickers and things. He knows.
He doesn't know the pain. Pain.
He knows the pain of beanies and posters.
Posters.
And flyers.
Oh, yeah, you know, 'cause I have to do that for my books.
Oh, flyers.
Oh, yeah, he's also an author. He does sci-fi, so he has issues there. He will eventually.
Yeah, I actually do have a comic script, but I need an artist that won't flake out on him. So it's kind of hard.
There's other pain.
Yeah.
So would you print them with your service too?
Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
Okay.
I like how Aaron jumps in, asks like three questions after I try to ask mine.
No. That was another way of answering your question to see if he knows the pain.
I do know the pain, you know, because I'm, you know, a entertainer and all. You know, I'm a writer and I'm a musician and a business partner, owner. You know,
thank
and
you.
It gets kind of, you know, I understand and I feel you guys, you know. But I can't draw to save my life, but I can draw one hell of a stick figure. That's about it.
Next piece of me.
Yeah. But for the question that was asked, I started with an idea of a toy store called Odd Child Underground, and I asked Tanya if she could make me a site. And so she was, okay, I'll do that, you know. And then she happened to trust me and love me enough to say, hey, I have an idea. We should go into business for ourselves. And I was like, you know what? Sweet. That would be awesome. And then we started brainstorming what we wanted to do. And since we're also creators ourselves, we understand about
how...
Yeah, you know, and like if you're like at a con, you know, like for instance, like at Comic-Con, you know, and you're already stressed as it is, you know, and you want your stuff packed and ready to go and everything organized. I want that. So we figure, well, what if we do that to the other creators who come to our services?
Instead of having to order from 12 different companies, getting everything in its own little box, and then you have to pack it, repackage it all, package it for sale, you know, put all your shirts in little baggies, put prices on everything, all of that crap. We'll take care of it all for you because we know exactly what you need when you get to a con because we work the con circuit.
Yeah.
We work it.
But we feel your pain and
hats
off to you.
We want to alleviate it.
Hats off to you guys.
It's altruistic, really.
So you're basically creating the merch firsthand. There's no middleman?
There is no middleman
currently. How do you go about getting... There has to be a huge investment buying the machinery that you need.
We're a couple grand in, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. We're pretty good.
But you know, you buy the printers, and you already had the screen printing equipment. We were halfway there.
Yeah, the screen printing. Yeah, hopefully in the next maybe 6 months, year, we'll upgrade to more equipment. But
yeah, eventually we're gonna get. Yeah. Full color press for the t-shirts. And yeah, that's something that needs to be said. Right now we're doing single color t-shirts,
yes.
But within 6 months we're going to have,
this
is the plan,
yes.
Full color t-shirts. And then 6 months after that, we'll have a binder so that we can do manga sized books and saddle stitch.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. So come to us.
Come to us.
We'll take care of you. We'll treat you like a friend, family,
and
lover.
And the name of the, the name of the company is?
A Better Way Merchandising Services, and starting on the 24th, you can find us at abetterwaymerch.com.
And what type of things do you currently have? We know that beanies are non-existent at the moment. T-shirts, you just mentioned t-shirts, but what else is there?
We do the term wife beater shirts, I guess you'd say. I don't know, but...
Did you say wife beaters?
I know.
Different types of merch you offer right now.
We do flyers, we do stickers, temporary tattoos, window clings, vinyl stickers, like bumper stickers.
You said trading cards, right?
Oh, yeah, we do trading cards, tarot cards. We'll also do playing cards.
Oh.
I should pull up a list.
I might be interested in going down that venue at some point. What about magnets?
We do magnets. We also do buttons.
And comic books, right?
We'll do staple comic books we can do. We can't do saddle stitch yet.
And short novels.
As long as it's staple bound.
Yeah.
saddle stitch will come later. But.
Staple bound what? Are you printing magazines or what is it? I didn't quite catch that.
Yeah, we can do magazines, zines, short story booklets.
Up to how many pages are we talking?
I think it's 140, actually, is our maximum. Okay. But we might hate you just a little bit if you give us 140 pages.
So it's more like a magazine type with like the thin glossy pages, or trying to come. Okay, so.
Well, and we also give you a lot of options. You like with the comic books, you have a choice of all black and white, or you can get a full color glossy cover with black and white pages, or you can go the full deal with the regular comic cover, the glossy cover, and then full color newsprint pages. So
it doesn't have it's not necessarily a glossy interior. It can be the matte.
Can be.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this would be what people would look for printing their comics.
Yes.
So what would the difference between, say, a print-on-demand service such as Lulu or whatchamacallit, Cafe Press? What's the major difference?
the major difference between us and Cafe Press is that you'll actually make a profit. I know it sounds awful, but, you know, if I go to buy, you know, if Aaron has these shirts up on Cafe Press and you go to Cafe Press to buy it, it's a $27 shirt, and out of that he makes, what, $1.50?
Well,
whereas...
I was going to say, remember, it's it goes both ways, because there's a lot of other comics with this problem right now where not only do they not get any profit, but it costs so much that nobody buys it, and the economy is going down the pooper so bad that people, to buy any of our stuff anymore, it has to be absolute, like, Walmart prices.
Right.
So, or really, really good.
The way it works is with our screen printing, unless you want just a basic black man's shirt, you order your shirts from wherever you want, Jones Tees or the T-shirt warehouse. There's a lot of really good deals you can find online.
Or shirtsupplier.com.
Shirtsupplier.com. You put in our address as a shipping address. We take care of the rest. So if you buy one shirt and send it to us, we will print you your one shirt for $2.50, and we will send it to you. So instead of spending, you know, the $27 with another company to get that one print-on-demand shirt that your resale is kind of blown, for us it'd be like $4. And then you sell it for $20. There's no setup fees.
Yeah, because usually if you go to a place for like screen printing, they'll charge you at least $75
for a setup fee.
For a setup fee, which here it's free of charge and a smile.
That's right. We'll smile.
That sounds like a lot of work, though. I mean, can't you guys just order your own shirts? Like, if somebody's not picky, can you just go ahead and order just a bunch of shirts?
If all they want is white shirts, black shirts, just plain men's shirts, we're cool with that, and it's fine. But if you want the choice to get, you know, ringer shirts or baseball tees, anything like that, baby dolls, then we'll allow you to order them too. It's basically an option.
Do you have links to these? If you don't, I'd recommend you put a section on your site for links to it, so people can know where to even think of this, because I never thought about that.
We have bulk T-shirt links in our FAQ section, you know, on the 24th when you check, because I wouldn't do it now. I mean, you can, but you're not going anywhere fast.
What about vinyl printing? Like iron-ons?
I do the heat press as well.
But
it's really time-consuming.
Is there iron-on card that you could, like, create an iron-on card, and you can just mail the card, and people can iron-on their own?
Yes. We will print up iron-ons and send them to you, but if you actually want them ironed onto a shirt, that is really labor-intensive, because you have to cut out the designs, and we don't, you know, we don't have the, what is it, $7,000 piece of equipment that cuts it out for us.
So we got to do, like, you know, the scissors thing right now.
We do that with the scissors, and then we would just curse your existence the whole time. But I will absolutely, we have a place where we print up iron-ons and ship you just the iron-ons, and then you can iron them onto the shirt. It's a little hands-on.
No, see, I'm really stoked that we can do, like tattoos.
We can't. We do temporary tattoos, which are very cool.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to have my...
And it's medical grade glue. It's not like we went to, you know, Vietnam and...
It's all good. But, you know, I'm going to have a sleeve. That's going to be sweet.
You're going to use a temporary sleeve.
Oh yeah, that'll
rock. You like a shrink-a-dink like he... No, they're good.
Awesome.
Medical grade.
That sounds actually a lot of that stuff sounds pretty cool. I'm actually kind of interested in the cards, like a typical poker deck, and you change the face on it.
That is correct.
That sounds like something I might be reapproaching in the future.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a look at the site, and we'll stick a promo under our promotion section on the webcomicbeacon.com. Just let us know when the site is fully up and running. You said the 24th?
The 24th, first day of Comic-Con, is the plan. If it crashes, I'll let you know.
All right, sounds good. anything else you'd like to... Aaron, any more questions?
Nothing for toys, right? Nothing for toys.
Toys?
Create them. Now, he does resale. collectibles.
I do resell on the site oddchildunderground.com, and it's I have like T-shirts, toys, like to Hot Wheels, Transformers, GI Joes, and some anime stuff, and then some comic books, like the mainstream comic books, and I will be also have like comic books from like the creators, you know, like we're gonna have on
Squidward's comics.
Yeah, Squidward comics, and some comics from our little junkies.
Swag junkies.
Yeah, the swag junkies. Yeah. I'll have some of the comics on there. Whoever wants them on there. So I'd ask the creator if they want their shirts there or their comic book, whatever.
Just so, another option.
That's right. I help pimp out the creators, you know, because I know how it feels that need help, you know, the right resources to, you know,
because you know the name on. Because you know the pain. Right.
The pain.
Exactly.
Pain. Exactly.
I do, you know.
But we will not be making toys because, again, that's.
You can make little decals for toys.
Yeah.
We will hand carve them out of cheese. No.
Well, and then so does the first animals too, then, right?
I'm not making
They're both
stuff.
Kind
I'm
of in
sorry.
The same. No, yeah. no, well, it's fine. It's... I know how hard it is.
No, he wants to make them. He wants the stuffed animal of his little character.
I know some people that actually do make stuffed animals. I got connections.
Really?
So, yes. I will be able to talk to that person probably in October at Mile High Con.
Ah, yeah.
And she makes, like, you know, handmade plush stuff. She makes, like, cats, dragons, and
anything. She needs a
table. So if, you know, if I'm lucky enough to come back on your show, and I should, you know.
Because it's so difficult when, like, one of the, you know, the co-hosts, you know.
Just yell in the background when the show's on.
It's like been here all weekend, sitting around in our jammies. It's not hard to get on the show.
All right, we're hitting the break here, so let's roll out with a promo.
Oh, from us?
Yeah.
Okay, the main site is at abetterwaymerch.com. We also have swagjunkies.com, which is our distribution site, and sweetbabyribs.com, which is the baby doll site. And then, of course, Christopher's personal site is oddchildunderground.com.
Yes. So if you're not shop store, and there will be more merchandise coming every month. So.
Woot.
Yes. Right. So if you're into toys...
Thanks for picking your stuff here, and we're gonna hit. We're gonna hit the break.
The Webcomic Beacon is an affiliate of The Geek Media. The Geek Media has a number of geek-related podcasts, blogs, and videos for you to enjoy. Check out thegeekmedia.com. Have news, milestones, questions, or comments? Send your audio clips or email to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com.
And okay, and
Sorry.
We're back finally.
Hey,
and well, we're gonna spin off the rest of the show, or at least this this portion of the show, talking about merchandising, general, blah, blah, blah. You know, people like to sell, try to make money off their webcomic, and out of the over 10,000 webcomics out there, it's just really not gonna happen. especially if you have like five strips and you're trying to sell $10 ad space and T-shirts with just a picture of your character on there and don't have much to show for your webcomic yet. Yes, there are people like that out there. Well, what are the general rules of thumb as far as setting up a store for your webcomic? When should you do it?
Well, I think...
Go.
1, 2, 3. Okay. I think... I have asked that question before, and it seemed like the general consensus was it not only has to do with merch, but even things like donations. I think I always heard 10,000 uniques was like the mark to hit, like 10,000 uniques, not counting stumbles. So
yeah,
and that even for a moderately decent comic, it takes like several years. I'm not at 10,000. I'm nowhere near 10,000 uniques yet, and I'm over 2.5 years. And so I know a lot of people don't like to disclose exactly where they're at. And for a lot of people, they're like, 10,000 uniques? I have 84 people this month. And so, well, if you... I'm sorry.
It's not... Go ahead.
I'm under 10,000, I think. I'm checking now. But I've made money on it. I mean, it is possible, but you're not going to be supporting yourself. And you have to realize that it's less than 1% of your general readership that's going to support you at all. So I think it comes down to, you know, what do you want the store for? Do you want to have it up because your friend wanted a shirt and, you know, it seemed fun? Or, you know, are the shirts, do they relate to other things? Are they just funny phrases or things that, you know, like Goats sells a lot of shirts that have very little to do with the comic. And in that case, you don't necessarily need a reader base to support it. But if you're trying, if the store only presents merchandise that reflects your comic, yeah, I think 10,000 might even be too small if you expect to make money.
Well, right. Well, the biggest thing with that is Cafe Press has been probably the biggest kick in the balls, because even if 1% of your listener readership even had money, it wouldn't matter, because things like Cafe Press are so expensive that you have to find, even with 10,000 uniques based only on your comic, you have to have something really unique to offer people to even sell anything. I mean, even I was at somewhere around 1,000, and I still had not sold a single comic book off of the site, the print-on-demand site. Not a single comic book.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's insane.
Print-on-demand services are expensive, and you know, it's kind of a siren call, I understand. You know, they make it sound quite easy, but you're always going to make more money if you buy the products up front and, you know, and sell them in your own site.
You have the you have the potential to make
because
you have to understand, if you're trying to make a product that nobody wants, you're going to lose a lot of money.
Yes.
It's best, you can't be presumptuous about how good your comic is. And if the design or the idea that you have, just mostly luck. Because okay, you need like dedicated fans, and I don't like going by how many uniques you have in a month. That doesn't really matter. It really depends on how many uniques you have per update or even per week, because those you can judge are your best fans, your devoted fans, people that are probably going to be more interested in purchasing something more your webcomic based. Versus the only, like, what people are really making money off of, if they're already popular, then they can sell money, they can make money off of very webcomic specific inside jokes types of merchandise. Otherwise, it's just bumper sticker humor stuff that really sells. You know, stuff, crap you can find at, like, Hot Topic or Spencer, you know, the ones that anyone could come up with. And that's just basically luck, whether or not the masses are going to stumble upon it like, oh, hey, that's cute. I haven't seen that before somewhere else, because there's a lot of imitators out there. I mean, how many freaking Portal and Companion Cube shirts did you see come out after that game? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That's nobody's...
Yeah.
It's like everybody but Valve is selling a shirt with that, so it's like everybody but Valve is making money off of Companion Cube shirts.
And then heaven forbid, Penny Arcade made a joke about it, so yeah, it went crazy.
Yeah, it's so it's like if you got a T-shirt, if you get any of my comics have maybe between 200 and 500 uniques per update between the four I'm lumping together. No, I don't think I really have any good basis for any type of selling point for anything, except for maybe like the small stuff, so magnets, stickers, or something like that. T-shirts, I could take it or leave it with T-shirts. It's got to be something really. It's got to be a webcomic I really, really, really like, and it can't just be a picture of the face of a character on there or something like that, because that's not enough to walk around. Is like, then you have to explain the shirt to everybody, or yeah. There's an inside joke. I mean, I got a couple of webcomic shirts. I don't even wear my own webcomic shirt that I bought from Cafe Press around.
That's because bad.
It's just kind of dumb.
So the first rule is don't make dumb shirts.
Yes, very. it's like, it doesn't matter. It's just,
I will say that it changes a little bit if you're going to conventions. Once you start the convention circuit, you have a better shot of selling those kind of cute meme shirts. I'm terribly sorry. You're still not going to be able to sell shirts with just your character on it if nobody knows who your comic is. That's not going to make any difference. But if you do have, you know, a catchy meme shirt, you stand a better chance selling it at a convention where people are just walking by, where you have foot traffic, than a website where they specifically have to search you out. So you're always going to make better sales on a convention circuit than you will on a website until you're, you know, something positive, questionable content, until you're getting 100,000 views a day, in which case everybody knows where you are.
Right.
Yeah, well, and I think the reason with that, too, is that loops back around to the fact that you are going to want to at least somebody to know what the heck is on your shirt. And so if you have a Penny Arcade shirt and go to the mall, you know, everyone's going to give you the thumbs up. Hey! And so you make that connection, because I think just socially people like to feel at least remotely accepted. Like, I know if I go to the mall today, at least someone will know what's on my shirt. And if they have a big T-Bowl, like, Future Paladin helmet on their shirt, you know, nobody's gonna know. I mean, and as cool as it would be, and I would wear a shirt around with Future Paladin helmet on my shirt.
Well,
you can explain
yourself a lot better if it's
your own comic, you're like, it's my comic. But if I'm wearing one, then I have to go through the whole, like, this is how you get to the comic, and it's really funny, and I do a podcast with the guy. And...
Oh, that would be so cool. So, in other words, you want one of my shirts?
You want me to wear... We'll print one up. I'll wear
do we have anyone comic. In the chat room that would like to call in, has a question or advice?
You know, Future Paladin on a baby doll is probably ill-advised. It's just big blue eyes.
It would look like something else.
It would.
Hey, Tanya.
Yes.
We got Delanish. Try calling in again.
We had a question before you hung up. Damn.
Yes, Delanish, call in.
Otherwise, we're just going to talk about Paladin boobs again.
Paladin boobs.
Paladin boobs.
Not for that.
Wait, we've had two shows about that already. I already admitted that I can't draw them very well.
I'll draw for you.
He draws great boobs. It's a subject of interest.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I'm always accepting guest art and guest comics.
Oh, you're on the air with the Webcomic Beacon.
Mute your talk shoe.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, mute your talk shoe.
Yeah, sure. Sure, there we go.
Awesome.
All right, you have a question for Tanya?
Yeah. On your shirt things, could you make a, say, red plus one shirt?
Are you looking for special powers in the shirt? Is that what we're going for? I mean, next people are going to be asking for, you know, bags of holding. No. I can put a plus one on a shirt. I can't.
Just plus one. Just plus one. See how many people get that reference.
I think you might get your references crossed between the red shirts and then the D&D crowds. you would have two groups of geeks on you.
Sweet.
trying to kill you. You're only plus one anyway.
Not that way. Okay.
And you're a red shirt. You have to die. You're part of the landing party. Yeah. You're hosed.
I know.
We'll do it. We have no shame. Send it in.
All right. People would frown at you and pat you on the head.
Go on. I'm used to it.
But it's funny.
I'm a geek working at a hardware store.
Oh, they point anyway, don't they?
Well, thanks for calling in. Let's go to our next call.
Actually, one more question, if that's okay.
All right.
For naming convention, just for naming, any train of thought or suggestions on coming up with a name for your comics when you make them? Because I find that's the hardest part.
Don't do what I did, which is sit down with your significant other and be a little buzzed and just think of odd geek references that nobody else will frickin' get. Don't do that. My biggest suggestion, actually, is to test out the name and come up with four or five names and then ask people, say, you know, what do you think of when I say Beta Pones? And you know what? They don't think of that. They don't think of what the comic is. But
I want to play that game.
Do you want to play that game?
Mm-hmm.
You,
yeah, ask me something.
We're not playing that game with you. Did you hear it? No. I'll play the game with Aaron. Aaron's
yes.
safe.
Honestly, when I first heard of Beta Pone, I thought of Oxhorn's undead character.
Really? Nice. I'm impressed, because most people go to, you know, Penny Arcade Remake. So that's at least unique. Mm. Wow. This is the first time I've heard that one.
All right, we're gonna move to our next caller. Thanks
All
for
right,
calling in.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Let's see if this works.
It's still 110 degrees in here.
There you go.
That's good. No, that's a good thing.
Moist.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the webcomic beacon.
Oh, it worked. Okay. Hi, this is Eric.
Hello.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
It's all right. You have a question for one of us?
I completely lost where the conversation is going. Were we talking about merchandise at some point?
Yes. Yes, we were.
Yeah.
And we can again.
Okay, because, yeah, I was trying to call in when you were talking about paladin boobs and completely, I don't know who you are now. this is something I really wanted to ask about, because I have what it would laughably be referred to as a comic with some pretty good numbers.
Yeah.
I can't sell anything. I seriously cannot sell a thing on that comic. And I've tried a couple of times. Cafe Press, I'm currently trying Kablam. No one cares.
I don't care. Extern rocks.
We care.
Well, yeah, no, people like the comic. If I try to sell them stuff involved with the comic, no, forget it.
Well, what kind of stuff are you selling? I'm actually going to click on your store right now.
Yeah, right now I have a t-shirt. Before I had a panel from the comic with a funny phrase under it. Right now I have posters. Before I had a panel from the comic with a funny phrase on it. I'm going to try to sell some chainmail bracelets that I was able to barter for, but I have not gotten good responses on anything like that.
I want a chainmail bracelet.
What?
Aaron wants one.
Well, how are the posters doing? Because usually, okay, because Xern is, it's got, you know, females in it.
Yep.
It has some females boobies. In it.
That's a good thing.
So usually, like, you know, artwork or
yeah,
prints
the posters,
even
I would
should
think.
Sell on that type of comic more than anything, usually.
And those are good prices,
that?
Too. Yeah.
No,
is that your work?
Wow. No, it's not his work.
Yeah, no. I can't draw worth beans. Click on the classic link if you want to see my work, but, you know, don't if you... You're
you don't want to see the classic.
Eating
posters are better, too, because people don't need recognition, or they don't need, like, acceptance to have a poster in their bedroom.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Well, and especially if
pin-up
it's
stuff,
a...
you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, it was up a week ago, nothing. No hits, no responses, no nothing. to them.
Well, do you advertise your posters? I'm looking at your main page. I just see store written in text. I don't see any ads for now selling posters or anything.
No, I haven't put that up. I was going to put something up about that. But, I mean, I've gotten people... I can look at the stats. I get a fair amount of people going to the store link.
Well, how much is your shipping? Maybe you're killing it in shipping.
It's all done through a different company, through Kablam, so they're doing it.
Oh, okay. You know, part of what you could probably do is add a little description about, you know, what kind of quality the posters are. Because looking at the store now, it just says, yay, we have posters. And unless you actually click on the link, you're not going to go anywhere that gives any description about the materials that are used or what kind of print quality can be expected. So they may think that you're just printing them out on 11 by... you know, 8.5 white copy paper and shipping them out.
I would also suggest a link on the front page saying posters with boobies, bright.
Yeah, that'd do it.
I think that'll also help.
Except there are no posters with boobies. Those got rejected.
There's your problem.
I'm looking at them. You know what? The women have boobs just because they're covered up.
Well, here let's approach another thing. Since this is a lot of people on various sites offer a donation button, and instead of getting something physical, people have like a wallpaper or something extra for a dollar. I see you have one of those on your sites. How does that do?
Donations. A donation button works a lot better for me. I also have a membership thing where you get a bigger comic and you get an uncensored comic. That makes money. And that's always made money, and donation buttons do work. You do have to give people a reason to donate. You can't just say, hey, donate, and that's about it. Currently I have a wallpaper I commissioned from this one guy, and that did pretty well. I made my money back on getting it commissioned at the very least.
Cool. That's good.
It really seems to depend on your audience and what they want to do. It doesn't seem like my audience wants any physical evidence that they ever visited my site for some reason.
Well, there's always that for you know, certain types of web comics. But have you asked them what they want?
No, that would be a good idea.
Well, try that and get back to us, and maybe that'll shed some light on the on what's going on.
Yeah, I should. Although they're not big at talking to me either. They talk in the shout box, but forums get it. They're not signing up for the forum.
Forums are hard.
If you got a shout box, no one's going to the forums.
Yeah,
it's easier.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're at the end of our segment here. So, Eric, thanks for calling in, and
thank you.
And, let us know what you discover.
Yes.
I will.
All right. That's it for this segment. When we come back, we're going to, talk about some boring news then.
And do our searchlight.
Yes, our beacon searchlight.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted by Zephyr.net. Free hosting for free thinkers. Be sure to check out our weekly live broadcast on TalkShoe.com. Listen in, chat, or call in at webcomicbeacon.com/live.
This is Byron at StripFight.org, bringing you the weekly ringside update. Round 166, Frosty Beer went to Christian of ChristianHasNoWebsite.com. Christian stumbles at first, but in the end, competition brings out the best in him. This week, our fighters are all ninja. For round 167, Secret Recipe. Raygun joins the club. Vince takes it light. Miko is on fire. Christian goes bananas. Aaron plots to steal a victory, and Tim's ring presence is growing. This week, six sneaky contenders have entered the round. Go and vote for your favorite strip. The next round, 168, Talking Tree, still has a few days left before the deadline on July 27th. Get those entries in. Stripfight.org. May the best comic win.
It's all boobies.
Okay, there is no review this week, but Mark is going to be...
look at a comic. I'm sorry, I'm talking to Chris. Go.
There's no webcomic review this week, but Mark said he's going to try to do a few next time. He's got real busy with various stuff, so... what are you doing?
He asked where Searchlight was, I'm telling him. He doesn't freaking know what's going on. He's got stuff to do.
Yeah, I can hear you muffling the microphone. Anyway, let's just go over milestones first, since whatever.
Let's do that. Milestones are good.
I only got one milestone this week. Rooster Teeth Comics. That's roosterteeth.com. Those are the guys that do the Red versus Blue Machinima series.
Hilarious.
They also have a comic that's based off of their characters and such, which is actually really funny if you're a fan of the Red versus Blue things, and if you already are, then you already know about them. So, you know, me telling you won't really do anything. But anyway, Rooster Teeth Comics have hit 300 strips. So that's pretty cool. And also, I guess if you are a subscriber to the Rooster Teeth site, you also get bonus comics now and again. So yeah, have you guys seen any milestones?
I've seen nothing. No one ever talks to me.
People talk to me, but I haven't heard of any milestones lately.
Well, if people got any milestones that they're hitting... 1 year, 2 year, etc. 100, 200,000 comics. Hey, let us know if your comic is coming to an end, like Minus and Zordik did last week, or about then. Let us know, and that is a milestone that we will be mentioning. And you can email us at webcomicbeacon@gmail.com. Okay, I'm in the editing process here. I just wanted to jump in real quick and mention a couple other milestones. If I'm saying it right, Amazonas. Has hit 100 comics, and that's at amazonas.co.uk. And also, Questionable Content has hit 5 years.
That's very nice.
And are you guys ready to approach our Beacon Searchlight?
I'm ready to approach.
No, I'm sorry. I need a better commitment than that. Are you ready to go for our Beacon Searchlight?
I am. How's that?
Chris's. Yes, I'm ready.
This week, we're going to be looking at Hexagon Death Squad at hds.comicdish.com.
Yes.
What'd you guys think about it?
Aaron, you go first.
Not freaking fair. Okay. All right. I'm not into heavily violent comics because... if I wanted to see scary stuff, I could just close my eyes. So I try to stay away from that stuff because you read, especially if you're going to read like the whole archive in one sitting, it's like, oh sweet, someone got disemboweled. Oh cool, their eyes got poked out. Oh, let's go see what happens. Oh, their face got sliced off. I mean,
you've been fairly amused fast. That's worrisome.
It's just the way Aaron describes it. It's just hilarious.
Well, and so I tried to get into the story, and it was so bizarre because just like Friday night, I was looking up. I looked up the Cuban Missile Crisis. I looked up Bay of Pigs. I looked up the Challenger getting the Challenger disaster.
Are you in a disaster streak or what?
No. I really like critical thinking, and it's really fun to really try to digest exactly what happened, especially when you read it all on Wikipedia, because they really, like, the explanations of things that happen on Wikipedia are like go read Bay of Pigs on Wikipedia, and you're like, what the hell? So anyway, yeah. So I was reading all that stuff, and it was really funny because, and then I go and I'm reading Hexagon Death Squad, and I'm like, okay, I can almost guarantee you that this person has, at the very, very least, really, really, really read up on the Cuban Missile Crisis, at least,
yeah,
at least a bit, because I've read, and I'm sorry, Hexagon Death Squad writer guy, but this this plot, at least I read your first two arcs before I had to close it, because I'm like, this comic like 5 times, basically, at least.
Ooh.
And I'm really sorry, dude, but I have read this exact freaking comic like 5 times, at least.
And?
Maybe the faces got sliced off slightly differently.
Not, so you're saying it's not terribly original?
Well,
that's where you're going with that.
There's a death squad, and yes. Something bad history slightly changed, and it's slightly past now, and almost everything's destroyed, and there's a rebel group, and and my personal favorite, which always seems to be the case, is the structure of the army is messed up for some stupid reason, and the only new twist I noticed, and it's pretty obvious to see why this happened, is he went with the path of cells. There's always
right.
been like underlying tone of cells, but now cells are even a bigger deal because that's how all terrorist organizations operate. Except
it's through cells.
It's through cells because they're too much of cowards to form any kind of actual army because they know the United States would bomb them back to past the Stone Age where they already are. So they're in cells.
Someone's a bit opinionated.
Oh, do you have a different opinion about what we should do with terrorists, Fess?
No. You're just getting real heated up, and I don't usually hear you like this.
I've just read this comic too many damn times.
Well, I will say that
the violence.
It's obviously you don't like it, to say the least.
I thought it was fun.
It's
anyway.
Fine.
I'm just going to go ahead. I actually like the artwork a bit. It looks like it's just all in ink, all in pen. And
yeah.
It's got some good detail. Probably could stand a little bit better hatching in some places, but it still looks decent enough. The character design looks pretty good. There's a lot of movement. There's a lot of dynamics.
Yeah.
If I'm using the word correctly. To describe motion and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, dynamics.
Yeah.
As far as the story, not entirely original. Fairly anime-ish. I was watching Code Geass or something like that on Adult Swim the other night, and then it just kind of reminded me of that. Britain is taking over Japan, and there's a Japan Liberation Front, and there's this other radical group that's trying to just a bunch of it's anime, wartime anime thing with robots, though. Only this
yeah.
has, like, samurais and ninjas. And
instead,
and,
because they've outlawed guns.
Yes.
Right. And
so
yeah.
everyone just picked up swords.
So outlaws should actually have the guns, then, because that's what happens.
Yeah.
Actually,
tell the show.
What'd you think, Tanya? What'd
no,
you think?
Actually, that's in there. That actually happens. Is that
yeah,
outlaws
yeah.
End up getting guns.
That yeah, that was the start
yeah.
of the second, I guess, the real arc, not the introduction arc.
Right.
You know, the artwork improved from the first one to the last one, and that's a good thing. I think my biggest criticism is that the female characters seem very much written by a guy. you know, in the very beginning, you have like a near rape victim who's saved by a woman, and the woman tells her not to dress like a slut. Like, it's not really that
what
doesn't seem
say.
Like a female conversation to me. You know, it's a little patriarchal for even a kick ass woman to go with the you know, don't be a whore. That's just not something you say to somebody you just saved. But
well, and I know. I was gonna say. I know. I'm sorry.
No, go. What?
I was gonna say. I know this is another, you know, guy talking about women thing. But a lot of times, a lot of women don't care how they dress. They still think they shouldn't get harassed. And so I've always considered
it. You really do want hate mail today.
What?
You really do want hate mail today, don't you?
Well, let me just counter that, Aaron. I know what you're saying. And, you know, depending on where, say, a woman would be, depending on how they are dressed, location is everything as far as what's inappropriate, or it's like what is a little bit more risky to wear in a dangerous neighborhood. I say it goes along the same principle as in you're a rich person. You don't count a big wad of money in a seedy part of town. That's
yeah.
just begging for trouble. Now, if you get mugged, killed, robbed, or, well, not necessarily in that order, but, you know, well, it's kind of your fault for making yourself more of a risk, but you're still not to blame. I mean, the crime is done by a criminal.
It's still a crime.
They're to blame, but there are, you know, I mean, you are able to lower your risks for things. It doesn't. You're still a victim.
Mm-hmm.
It's just being sensible in your areas and surroundings.
There is a big push these days in certain women's groups that, regardless of how you're dressed or what alley you happen to be walking down, telling them that they should take personal responsibility for their own protection is blaming the victim.
I
understand it's not. It's about taking personal responsibility. If, you know, I walk naked into a prison, whatever happens to me, I have to take some responsibility for that. And, you know, a crime is a crime, and I understand that. But you're not going to be making any friends in today's political climate by stating that putting yourself in dangerous situations and then finding yourself victimized follows. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I totally agree with that. I just think that at some point you've got to realize, especially, well, in that comic, that the girl probably shouldn't have been there anyway. And
she shouldn't have been in an alley dressed like that, but...
Well, they say both things. She says, you shouldn't have been here dressed, and you also basically shouldn't have probably been here at all.
Yes. And you know what? And
she was turning tricks anyway. No, I mean, why else would she be in the alley dressed like that? No, I'm just kidding.
It's true, but it doesn't make for believable writing to have a female character say that to another character after having just saved her life. And then you also had, like, there's the little bubble above her head that says severely traumatized. You know, she was just attacked. She's got blood all over her. She's crying. I get that. Like, you don't really need to label that for me. And if you do, we've got bigger problems, either with my mentality or yours. So I had some issues with the way it's a dude writing for women.
Yeah, it is.
It's pretty clear.
On that note, I think we should close it off. Spent a little bit too much time on just the searchlight. But
right.
Still, we covered some good topics there as far as writing and such like that. I want to do a show on manga and anime style web comics at some point. So there's a couple of people. There's at least one person I know I want to get on the show that has a robot-ish, like, well, robot human
mech.
Yeah, but they're like live mechs, as I believe, manga style, and it's pretty good. It's really good art, actually. I didn't really read the story as much, but there was some discussion, and I want to do that, and I want to bring it on. That can easily take a full show. I have an idea for you guys.
All right.
You know how we do the covers of the show?
Yes.
Why don't we get the listeners more involved with this?
Oh, we're going to pass off the work to somebody else.
Yeah. I mean, because I was thinking, it's like, the guys over at the GigCast, the webcomic, the other webcomic podcast, sometimes when they have guests, the guests will actually draw the cover, which is pretty cool. We don't necessarily have to try for that. But I'm saying, it's like, if you got some listener that, like, especially listens to us on our broadcast days, wants to do a cover, hey, why not? I mean, you know, there's, you know, a few basic things. You know, just, you know, look at our covers. We need space at the top for the lettering. You know, you can see how it's positioned. It's more horizontal than vertical. What do you guys think about this?
I think it's a great idea. I loved Nate's guest art that you turned into a cover. I thought that was brilliant.
Well, that was really lazy of me, too, you know, because I didn't have time to draw. I didn't want to draw something. So I was like, hey, I'll just use this. No, just...
Frankly, I've never looked so hot, so I'm all for it. Yeah.
I cut off your boobs a little bit in the shot, though. But it's, yeah, it was, I had to make it the image smaller to fit your boobs in there, but.
Sorry. I'm sorry. That was unrelated. I apologize. I'm back on track. What?
You are not ever back on track. Well, that's something I want to put. Aaron, you're quiet.
Yeah.
You think it's cool?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Were you expecting a rant out of that?
No, I was expecting, you know, an opinion, a comment, a yes or a no, or.
I can give you a comment about that if you want.
We would like one.
Well, yeah, that's why I asked.
Okay, I don't think it's a good idea, and I think we should instead have Nate do all of our
covers.
All of our covers.
Nice. Because he doesn't have anything else to do.
Oh yeah, yeah.
he's bored just being hot over in England.
Oh yeah.
With his hot man voice.
Oh, he does have a hot man voice. He's cute too.
He has an accent.
Really?
Tasty.
Damn you, Nate.
Well, already. Well, one thing I want to mention here, because it's down to the wire tonight, and this won't matter to anyone who's listening to the MP3 of this, but tonight is the end of the Jenny Everywhere Wagon webcomic battle draw to win contest, where you can where you draw a version of Jenny Everywhere to be put into a vote for which top three will become exclusive Jenny Everywhere cards for the Wagon webcomic battle trading card game. We currently have 8 submissions. And we're supposedly going to get one more tonight. Basically, I'm the only one who's was disqualified. Yeah, disqualified from entering, because I do that with my own contests.
You disqualified yourself.
Well,
yeah,
I
don't think it's fair. I mean, I would have really liked to, but I got plenty of other Jenny Everywhere stuff all over the site, and so I don't really need any extra promotion. Besides, I have PSI is going to be. And Ardra is actually going to have cards in the up-and-coming decks, so that's pretty sweet for me. So I don't feel the need to enter anyway. But there's some really good entries in here. I was kind of worried because we only got 2 for, like, the first, like, 3 weeks. And then somebody got 3, 4, and then we got basically 4 submissions in the last day.
artists are procrastinators.
Apparently.
Yeah.
So... if anybody here has something going on.
Wow. I'm sorry.
Get it in by tonight. And, and because I don't know how to do the voting, we're going to be doing the voting right here on the webcomic beacon.
Dun, dun, dun.
Personally, I think that was awful.
What?
No, I'm getting prepared.
He's just giving an opinion.
Oh. Well, I don't mean to keep using the webcomic beacon for, like, my stuff, but really, it's the only WordPress that I got going right now, and WordPress is the only way I know how to do a secure vote, so hopefully I'll have the MP3 out before the end of the week, because voting will end, I believe, Saturday night, Monday morning, the 12:01 Sunday, negative 6 GMT. So that'll be interesting to watch and see unfold.
Yes.
Yes.
It'll be good.
It'll be awful.
You're full of crap. Anyway, I think that's about it for this week. Anything else you guys want to throw in?
Does this mean that we have to have Christopher do our cover for today?
Cover.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
You can do it'll
yes,
just be,
it does.
It'll
I'm
be stick,
it does.
Stick figure boobs, but
I'm sure to say something about boobs.
I prefer theme related.
Okay,
some merch. Do some draw some merch.
Draw some merch, Christopher.
Draw some merch.
There's someone trying to sell merch.
At a table.
Oh, at a table.
At a table.
You're making it complicated for somebody who can't draw.
That's right.
He's a writer. I'm describe a writer. It really well.
No, actually, I can draw this week. I got an idea, actually.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm good with that because I'm gonna be gone.
Yeah, you're gonna be networking with me, darling.
That's right, baby.
That's right.
Well, that's all for the Webcomic Beacon this week. I'm Fessive, fessiveworks.com.
This is Tanya of betaphone.com.
Aaron, tubalcomic.com.
All right, we'll see you next week.
That's all for the Beacon. Be sure to tune in next week.
Having talking problems again. Can you hear Aaron?
Yes, I can.
That's Mr. Salas. Can you hear Mr. Salas?
Yeah, he sounds kind of scary, though.